If the souvenir shops and eateries that line downtown Skagway weren't sweet enough, the town now has its own candy store. The owners of Bites on Broadway Bakery opened their new venture, Sweet Treats, just a few weeks ago. Niles Davis says the day Sweet Treats opened, kids were lined up outside, armed with wads of piggy bank money.
And they're like banging on the door, like, open the door. It was like Black Friday at Walmart.
The small store pops with color from the hundreds of candies on display. Skipper Stovall names a few.
The latest, greatest things that I didn't know anything about are Sour Belts. And these are multicolored Sour Belts. They come in strawberry, banana, cherry, raspberry, blueberry.
But what really makes this store unique is one corner where you can find Pop Rocks, little wax Coke bottles, Big League Chew. Stovall calls it the nostalgic area.
There's candies from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, so everybody can pick out something that they've had before.
Stovall says they were able to get the retro treats through a chocolatier with connections. He points out some of the most popular snacks.
We have our all-time favorites, candy cigarettes that are wonderful. Sugar Babies. Everybody loves Sugar Babies. We have Big Lollipops. We have Laffy Taffy, Nerds. I'm trying to think. Razzles. Crows, even, from the 50s. These are great.
The nostalgic candies have proved useful. Stovall says they've helped win over some of the doubters.
I had one specific lady that told me she really wasn't happy that we were introducing all this to their children. And I told her, well, just don't bring him in here. And she said, well, he's going to see all the other kids with the candy. And I said, well, then bring him in here. And she said, well, I said, go over on this wall over here of nostalgic candies and tell me if you see anything you know. And she picked out Pop Rocks. And she said, you got Pop Rocks. I said, you ate Pop Rocks and it didn't kill you. It's a candy store.
Stovall and Davis have run the Bites on Broadway Bakery for a few years now. They say they didn't have some grand reason to open a candy store. They figured that since this building on 6th Avenue was near a park, a candy shop would appeal to children customers.
We sat on the beach in Mexico and talked about it and tried to start thinking about it and getting the ideas of what we wanted to put in here, how we wanted it to look, and to watch it come to fruition. It's always just pretty amazing to watch it. It even turned out better than we thought it would.
We're really excited about it, yeah.
Davis says operating two small businesses here has taught him that if you have an idea and are willing to work hard to see it through, anything's possible in Skagway. I'm Emily Files, reporting from Skagway.